showing how the new revelation reshapes the attitudes and conventions which have crystallized from former dispensations into universal views, morals, and standards, bringing about a new race of men able to bear and practice all the implications of the oneness of mankind and bring about the most great peace. Even so brief and inadequate a comment on Shoghi Effendi as the expounder of the Word of God, as may be given in the short span allocated to this presentation, cannot he fail to mention his translations. To enumerate them is not necessary to this scholarly gathering, but we may regard them from a point of view not yet given prominence by the high scholars. I refer to the Guardian's lifelong effort to bring into relatedness, through the revelation of Baha'u'llah, the vastly differing cultures of the East, represented by Persia, and the West, dissociated at their very bases of their societies in their religious assumptions, social conventions, forms, and aspirations. It was the master's longing to see them embrace as long-lost lovers, and the chief motivation of his revealing the secret of divine civilization. Shoghi Effendi, without in the least compromising the accuracy of his translations, expended great effort to make the exalted, richly decorated language of Baha'u'llah's revelation a miracle to Persians and Arabists, acceptable to Western literary usage. All his translations are imbued with this intention, which is exposition of the highest order, befitting the universality and integrity of the cause of God. This subject is dealt with in considerable detail in chapter 6 of My Life of George Townsend, with particular reference to the Dawnbreakers and the Guardian's insistence that Mr. Townsend write the introduction. Some inkling of the bounties conferred upon mankind by the appointment of Shoghi Effendi as guardian of the cause of God may be obtained from a study of the enormous contrast between the development of that cause in this dispensation and in previous ones. The rise of Christianity, chronicled by Bishop Barnes, is a record of formulation of creeds, crystallization of doctrines, disputation in councils, and inevitable schism. Our beloved guardian, trusted by God with supreme authority, was indeed the guardian of our unity, our educator, guide, and true brother, the expounder of the Word of God. In conclusion, let me read to you two brief paragraphs from Shoghi Effendi's exposition of the vision and declared intention of Baha'u'llah. A world federal system, ruling the whole earth and exercising unchallengeable authority over its unimaginably vast resources, blending and embodying the ideals of both the East and the West, liberated from the curse of war and its miseries, and bent on the exploitation of all the available sources of energy on the surface of the planet, a system in which force is made the servant of justice, whose life is sustained by its universal recognition of one God and by its allegiance to one common revelation. Such is the goal towards which humanity, impelled by the unifying forces of life, is moving. And let no one, while this system is still in its infancy, misconceive its character, belittle its significance, or misrepresent its purpose. The bedrock on which this administrative order is founded is God's immutable purpose for mankind in this day. The source from which it derives its inspiration is no one less than Baha'u'llah himself. Its shield and defender are the embattled hosts of the Abha kingdom. Its seed is the blood of no less than 20,000 martyrs who have offered up their lives that it may be born and flourish. The axis round which its institutions revolve are the authentic provisions of the will and testament of Abdu'l-Bahá. Its guiding principles are the truths which he who is the unerring interpreter of the teachings of our faith has so clearly enunciated in his public addresses throughout the West. The laws that govern its operation and limit its functions are those which have been expressly ordained in the Kitab-i Aqdas. The seat round which its spiritual, its humanitarian and administrative activities will cluster are the Mashriq al-Azkar and its dependencies. The pillars that sustain its authority and buttress its structure are the twin institutions of the guardianship and of the universal house of justice. The central, the underlying aim which animates it is the establishment of the new world order as adumbrated by Baha'u'llah. The methods it employs, the standard it inculcates, incline it to neither East nor West, neither Jew nor Gentile, neither rich nor poor, neither white nor colored. Its watchword is the unification of the human race. Its standard, the most great peace. Its consummation, the advent of that golden millennium, the day when the kingdoms of this world shall have become the kingdom of God Himself, the kingdom of Baha'u'llah. Thank you.